Fans of Formula One racing are upset over a new move to go green. This season, all F1 cars are required to have hybrid engines. Cuts down on pollution and noise. But fans love the noise. And after the first race of the Formula One season last Sunday in Melbourne, Australia, they're complaining that the new cars are too quiet. Australian Grand Prix Chief Executive Andrew Westacott told the BBC that the quieter engines lack raw emotion when hurtling down the track.
That's an integral part of the chemistry of this sport that's been built up over decades, and it was sadly lacking in Melbourne despite the great racing that we did have.
Bruce Jones is a freelance journalist based in England who covers Formula One. He agrees the move to hybrid engines messes with a quintessential part of the fan experience.
I think speed is obviously a very visual thing, but the sound is something that really gets to you. And listening to the cars in Melbourne, I'm afraid they were not just quiet, it was a flatulent sound. You want that raw, coarse, and, you know, very high-tech engine sound. That's what racing engines should be all about.
So can you give us an idea of what a Formula One car should sound like and what the ones in Melbourne sounded like? I mean, I know what Formula One sounds like.
In 2013, they were just a lot quieter and went a little more like... Not quite as flatulent as that, but you want them to be really high and wow. There's a sort of note that drew me into Formula One when I was a child because it goes straight through your sternum when you're at the circuit. It's incredibly powerful, and we all get hooked on it. And in fact, that's why I've spent my entire working life working in motorsport, the noise of the engines. But to protest too much about the lack of engine noise is actually to a slightly miss the point of what Formula One is trying to do by going green with its engines. I mean, the ultimate achievement this year would be if they can re-engineer the sound so that we have a louder, more exciting sound to go with all the incredible technology they're bringing in to make Formula One greener and have far more applicability to the road car engines we will have in our cars in the future.
So was that part of the original plan, do you think, to go green and keep the sound, or are they reacting to the fans' disapproval?
They are reacting to the fans' disapproval, but it must be said that Ron Walker, who's the organizer of the Australian Grand Prix, always likes to have a point of controversy both before and after his Grand Prix to keep it up in the news. But that said, many of my friends around the world have got in contact with me and said, great race at the weekend, but where's the noise? And many people have put up sort of back-to-back comparisons of 2013 versus 2014, and it certainly is an ingredient that has gone missing.
Look, though, Formula One racing is all about technology. Obviously, there's some skill in the driving, but, you know, it's all about different cars, new cars, faster cars, different engines. So change is a common thing. Isn't this just, you know, another change? People like it, people hate it. It's just a change. Get used to it.
I would go along with that. I mean, every time we've had a change, you focus on it for a bit. People complained the cars looked ugly this year with very strange noses on them. They'll forget that in a short bit. But as long as the racing is good, I mean, some people out there say it just takes two cars to make a good race if they're going at it hammer and tongs. There's an element of truth in that. I think, though, that now, as more and more governments look at making motorists be far greener, it's a step that had to be taken. It does make Formula One far more applicable to the automotive industry. And as long as they can sort these troubles out, as long as we have great battles for the lead, all will be forgiven, but only if they get that right engine note back again.
Bruce Jones is a freelance motorsports broadcaster based in England and a Formula One fanatic. Now here's a test for you. Is that a full-throttled V8 engine of old or the V6 hybrid that's upsetting Formula One fans? To find out, head to our website, pri.org.